The season for graduation parties. Celebrations when extended family members may gather. Family members we may no longer recognize. It's long been said, you choose your friends, you do not get to choose your family. The family name may be a factor in how others identify us. Similar assumptions may occur through our affiliation in groups we align with, political parties, church membership, even sports teams we rally behind. Any of those connections may generate a label, where behavior by a single member of the group may color the label. In a recent devotional written by Sharon Hink, she discusses the image some may have of followers of Jesus, writing, "In a world where many have been wounded by those who carry his name, and others simply resist the good news of the gospel, I find it hard to muster the courage to be a fisher of men." End of quote. I found Hink's words to extend beyond Christianity, to include the image of the United States of America. Despite mass shootings, violent protests over race, election results, and Supreme Court rulings, is America still the land of opportunity, land of the free, and home of the brave? The challenge of the question does not need to end in the surrender of defeat. But can light overcome darkness if we retreat to the silence of our homes? Following the words of Scripture, will we let our light shine, confessing when we fall short, while continuing to share the good news of Jesus Christ through word and example? The future for our children and grandchildren may just depend on our shining the light. For 2 minutes more.